The events described in today's scripture reading occurred right after Jesus had been baptized by John the Baptizer in the Jordan. He journeyed with the Spirit for 40 days in prayer and reflection. He searched and found who he was, not through his perspective, not by the devil trying to get how he was convincing him to try to be, but his true self, his true identity, through God's eyes. For God intimately knows each and every one of us, our true self. Our reading today is from the Gospel, the book of Luke, chapter 4, verses 1 through 13, pages 1595 and 1596 in our red Bibles in the pew. That's page 1595 and 1596. Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit in the desert, where for 40 days he was tempted by the devil. He ate nothing during those days, and at the end of them, he was hungry. The devil said to him, "If you are the Son of God, tell this stone to become bread." Jesus answered, "It is written, man does not live on bread alone." The devil led him up to a high place and showed him in an instant all the kingdoms of the world. And he said to him, "I will give you all their authority and splendor, for it has been given to me, and I can give it to anyone I want to. So if you worship me, it will all be yours." Jesus answered, "It is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only." The devil led him to Jerusalem and had him stand on the highest point of the temple. "If you are the Son of God," he said, "throw yourself down from here, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you to guard you carefully. They will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone." Jesus answered, "It says, do not put the Lord your God to the test." When the devil had finished all this tempting, he left him until an opportune time. God is still and always speaking. Let us listen. The statements quoted on the cover of today's bulletin have been used as parallels for the three temptations of Christ in today's scripture. I am what I do. If you are the Son of God, tell this stone to become bread. Yes, as Jesus is God, he performs miracles. Some examples, raising the dead, curing the afflicted. Some of his other actions, he expresses sorrow, offers teaching, and shows anger towards the money changers in the temple. But Jesus' identity is not only his actions. This is the same for us. We are not only our actions, our job, how we spend our retirement years. We are more. I am what I have. I will give you all their authority and splendor, for it has been given to me, and I can give it to anyone I want to. So if you worship me, it will all be yours. As Jesus is God, he has any and all authority and the splendor of all creation. Jesus has no use or need for any trinkets the devil might offer. Material wealth or earthly authority does not define the identity of God. Again, this is the same for us. We are not our possessions or wealth, and neither of those bestow authority or power over others upon us. Nor is our identity defined by the lack of possessions or the lack of wealth. We, God's beloved, are so much more. I am what other people say about me. Throw yourself down from here, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you to guard you carefully. They will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. In the reading today, Jesus is not drawn even to this last part of this temptation game. Jesus has faith in his own identity and is not susceptible to others' definition of him. He knows God. He is God, and he has no need to test God. We know God. We believe and have faith in God. We are children of God, created by God. Then why do we pay any attention at all to what others think of us, want or expect us to do, tell us through words or actions what they deem our place or purpose is in any given circumstance? Why do we listen when they tell us who we are or where we belong? Why do we ourselves incorporate negative or false self-talk from that little inner voice that leads us away from our true identity, away from who God knows us to be and the identity God guides us towards? Our Lenten theme, rebirth, resurrection. We'll take our reflection and change and transformation, rebirth, through the season of Lent to Jesus' resurrection and beyond. We are not limited, nor is it probably going to be feasible for us to actually make a transformation in these next few weeks. It's a continuing journey. The purpose of Lent is our rebirth as children of God, as the body of Christ, as being reborn to God's will and purpose, to acknowledge and embrace our true selves. Your true identity is who you are to God, who God is calling you to be, who God is guiding you to become. On Ash Wednesday, I added another little saying box. Breathe and let go of what no longer serves you. Barriers, weakness, sin, barricades, some of which we have begun to talk about these last couple of weeks. Consider Lent as a time of reflection. Change based on that reflection and transformation of becoming closer to our true identity, who God knows each of us to be. Becoming closer to God in our relationship with them. Deny yourself chocolate, soda, meat on Friday if it serves you in your efforts to serve God. But deprivation and discipline without a purpose or reason. To love ourselves as others, we need to love ourselves. And self-care is part of that. So if your health requires you to cut back on sugar or reduce your weight, then yes, the Lenten season may motivate you to start new, healthier habits. My self-care reflection so far has me adding instead of subtracting. I am allowing myself more dedicated rest time, as well as making myself drink more water. It's not going really well because I really don't like the taste of water. Another based on reflection and another goal is to be at my commitments either early or right on time. And again, Lent is a journey in change and transformation that will take us past these 6 weeks. And I already had something come up that I missed my goal this morning to be here at 9:30 or earlier. It's not going to be perfect. It's not going to be an instant success. We have to work on it. That's where the discipline comes in, working on the reflection, working on the change, leading to transformation. For I know, and in the long run, now and in the long run, that these things will allow me to serve God and God's people better. God guides me to serve. That is part of my true identity. But I will continue to bring chocolate to my job at UW Health to share as a piece of chocolate around 2:30 in the afternoon on a full clinic day is just the kind of pickup I need. It serves me well. My coworkers' chocolate needs vary throughout the day. Lent is a journey, not a destination. Pray, reflect. Start the process of getting rid of whatever does not serve you on your journey of God, and start adding that which will serve you well on your God journey.